did wrong, and it's like I saw the things I did wrong, and I know that I can fix them by working on them in practice, studying the film, and seeing where to go. So that's where that 24-hour rule comes in handy. And you know, we had a great week of practice as a team. I thought the guys came out, did a great job today. It was a team win. Receivers did a great job downfield and making plays. And you know, I had time to throw. So with all that together, you know, it was a great team win. As you know, we suffered two defeats recently, and our offense, you know, sputtered a little bit. So it's good to get back on track. We just got to keep building on it.
Did you ever get a sense of how a game can go on your first, you know, 5 or 6 throws?
I mean, you really just want to put one play at a time. You don't want to try to get – it's a long game, and you don't want to try to get ahead of yourself. So you can – there's been so many times where I've started the game and gone right down and scored a touchdown, and then, you know, we won't score a touchdown for a little while, and then you just got to keep going. So it's one of those things you really never know. You just got to – because what happens when you do well is they're going to adjust, so you just got to keep firing and be smart with it. That's where the preparation comes in and being on the same page with everyone.
Did you kind of feel in a zone, though? I mean, is there a point where you just – everything was clicking for you?
I slowed everything down. I understood what we were trying to do. I wasn't trying to make too big of plays. Obviously, there's going to be times where big plays need to be made, but I was trying to, you know, do what I did all week during practice and just carrying that on the field.
What does it feel like to have a piece of NFL history? And were you aware of the record during the game at all?
I was told of it after. And, you know, whenever I've looked at records throughout my whole life, I've always, you know, the greatest thing about it is the guys you're doing with. So it's something that's special for the Philadelphia Eagles organization. We were able to spread the ball around, but you got to look at the key components that went through it, you know, the O-line blocking, guys running great routes, making huge catches. So it's a special moment for the organization, but it's special for all our teammates. We just got to keep getting on the right path.
Were you aware of it, though? Told you during the game that you tied the record, you only had
It was probably – it was like when I stopped playing, so –
You guys seemed to light up Hayden pretty hard today. Did you see something on film that was going to let you do that?
No, I just feel confident in my receivers. No matter who they go up against, I just feel confident that they're going to win. And, you know, studying the Oakland film, we knew we were going to have, you know, to really be on key on the routes. I was going to have to be pinpoint and all that stuff. So I didn't really focus on either of them. I just, you know, my matchups based on leverage and everything that goes along with it, with the coverages. But our guys played well. I really just worked on, you know, my follow through. Obviously, the footwork's always important. And there's going to be times during the game where your feet aren't going to be in the right spot and you just have to make an awkward throw. And I missed a couple that I'll watch and I'll work on it and get that better. But, you know, just being accurate, really following through on throw, that's a big thing. Accuracy was key. The Cowboy game, I was not very accurate and I did not play well. So you really have to get back to them fundamentals, and I was excited to go out there today and get a win for, you know, the Eagles.
Did Schichter do anything differently to get you out of the pocket? Were there plays, a little more plays designed to get you out and let you throw on the run?
No, not really. When I was throwing on the run, that was just just trying to make a play.
It seemed like you were so comfortable, though, moving around the pocket under pressure today. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I felt really comfortable because I knew the guys were going to protect me. I knew my O-line was going to do a great job, and they did. And there's going to be times, you know, you wish you'd drop back and take a 3-step, 5-step drop and really sit in there. But there's going to be some times where you got to move and keep the eyes down the field. But that's where, in your mind, you know the timing of the routes, you know where your receivers are going to be, and, you know, recognizing what covers they're in, it'll give you all the answers. You just got to be accurate.
Did you get a ball from this or anything to keep? Do you have a souvenir?
I didn't grab anything.
A piece of the turf?
I'm just happy we got a win. We just need to build on it.
Nick, your rapport with Riley, I mean, today and Tampa Bay game, I mean, can you talk a little bit about how you two seem to be so in sync?
I think he's a tremendous player. He's a hard worker. And we really spread the ball around. Obviously looking at coverages based on what plays we have on, I have confidence in every single one of our receivers, tight ends, running backs. So, he's a big physical guy that'll go get the ball, and he has a lot of speed, and I don't think he gets a lot of credit for that. He's a fast guy and a great athlete, so he did a great – I was really proud of him today.
His first catch was a bubble screen.
Yeah.
3-on-2 numbers. Did you see that before this
Yep.
happened? What was your other option there if they found
the room there? You can run it. We could run it, or, you know, they were lined up late, and they were trying to get out there, and got him out there, and he showed his speed on the outside. So. Well, they took it away a lot of the game. It's just that we don't run it all the time. So to take it away, that's a lot of man coverage. So our guys did a great job of getting off man, and we were able to execute our plays with man coverage on. That really helped us, you know, get them out of that because they were trying to switch it up.
At what point in the game did you get a sense this was going
to be? Shoot, when the game was over.
Because
you just try to stay steady because a lot of, you just want to keep going. No matter if you're doing good or bad or whatever, you just try to forget about the last play and keep grinding. I didn't want to lose my mentality that I started the game with, so I had no clue how many touchdowns I had thrown or anything. So I was just, every time we got the ball, just trying to execute that play, seeing what they were doing. And, you know, in the NFL, no matter how many points are on the board, the other team is very, very talented, and they can always come back. So once that buzzer was off, that's when I knew that we had a great game.
You ever throw 7 touchdowns before, like in a high school game?
Only in a video game. But no.
Was this like that?
Yeah, you know, it was just a, you know, blessing.
How did you hear that you had 7 until
the end? It was after, I guess, several people came up to me and just said that I tied a record that was 7 touchdowns. And I remember Peyton doing it earlier in the year. And it was just it's a great honor. And, you know, hats off to our guys for doing a great job.
Had you watched that game from beginning to end on the
Peyton 7? I've watched cut-ups of it. I haven't watched it from beginning to end.
Nick, the way the defense has been playing the past couple weeks, you know, they've been progressively improving, 17 against Dallas, 15 against the Giants. Did that do anything for the offense as far as jump-starting in this week, so that, you know, just especially since they shut them down today?
Yeah. I mean, when you have a great defense, championships are won with great defenses. And obviously you want a powerful offense, but our defense did a great job, and they've been doing a great job. And, you know, they will continue to work and will continue to grow. But it, when you have a defense that, you know, shuts down teams and gets you the ball back like that, it really helps the offense. And you feed off each other. And if you can get, you know, if you get all three sides of the ball going, you're going to have a great opportunity to win.
Nick, does your 24-hour rule apply to a game like this, too?
Yes, always.
Forget about it tomorrow.
Yes.
In the video game, did you place yourself?